Hi, my name is Christy Smith, and I attend Ascension with my husband Rob, my 9-year-old son Truman, and my 6-year-old son Oren. It is Friday, March 7th, and I am going to share with you a devotional titled Preparing the Soil. The soil is the great connector of lives, the source and destination of all. It is the healer and restorer and resurrector by which disease passes into health, age into youth, death into life. Without proper care for it, we can have no community, because without proper care for it, we can have no life. This is a quote by Wendell Berry. Before a gardener or farmer plants seeds, they first prepare the soil. Jesus knew this as he told the parable of the sower to remind us that the quality of the soil of our lives determines whether seeds are able to take root and thrive. People often choose to either give something up or take something on for Lent. Giving something up, like sugar, alcohol, busyness, gossiping, etc., is analogous to removing rocks or weeds from the soil of our spiritual lives. We all have habits that make it more difficult for the spiritual fruit to take deeper root in our lives. Making a conscious choice to change these habits can be an important turning point in preparing our spiritual soil. On the other hand, taking something on for Lent can be compared to adding good nutrients to our soil. Making a commitment to pray or meditate every day, reading scripture regularly, or connecting more deeply with a faith community are positive ways that we can enrich the ground of our spiritual lives. While John the Baptist's words to prepare the way of the Lord are most commonly heard during Advent, they serve as timely advice for us now, this Lent, as we prepare to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. During these 40 days, we are praying for all of our ministries and programs that support God's mission through Ascension. Today, you are invited to pray for Godly Play. In an effort to make a personal connection with this devotion, I'll share that instead of giving something up for Lent, I'm choosing to try to exercise every single day. Although I'm usually a very active person, fitting in exercise daily for the next 40 days will be a challenge, whether it may be a quick walk down the street, playing tennis with friends, playing baseball with my boys, or just visiting the gym to take a class.